Welcome, everybody, or should I say welcome back to those of you that are the regular listeners to this show. You are now listening to your favorite podcast. This is The Best of the Best, presented by the Maverick Teams. I am your host, Maverick Levy. First and foremost, as I always say, as I always start to show off the same way, I always say to myself, I'm going to try and change it up or do something different. But you know what? I always stick with the regular degular because I am thankful for all of you. The reason that I'm in the position where I am today, a lot is because of this podcast, and a lot is because of the support that has come from this podcast. People, guests, listeners, honestly, the people that hate and listen for the wrong reasons in the beginning when I first launched and wanted to see me fail, guess what? Didn't happen. Did not happen. And here we are today, stronger than ever. So thank you so much for listening. I'll breeze through the intro so we can get into the core, the meat of the episode. First and foremost, today is going to be a solo episode. Some stuff I want to get off my chest, some stuff I want to talk to you all about. So we'll go through that once we get there. Before we do that, everyone, please remember, if you have not subscribed to this show yet, stop what you're doing and go subscribe. Because when you subscribe, not only does it help the show grow, but you'll get notified when a new episode comes out. And if you want, I would really appreciate, and when I say really, I mean I would really appreciate it, if you could take a second and leave a review for the show on whatever platform you're listening on. When you leave a review, not only does it help me get better if you leave comments as to what you love about the show so I can continue doing it, what you hate about the show, listen, if I think there's value in it, I'll maybe pivot and adapt. However, you know, I like the honesty. I like the transparency. So I would appreciate that. And if you also want to do something and have some free time, go and follow at TBOTBpod and TBOTBnetwork. Both of those usernames, the podcast is TBOTBpod and the Best of the Best Network is TBOTBnetwork. Those two accounts are places where you'll see about we have a new show launching June 1st on the network. On the podcast page, you'll get to sort of see some clips from the show, some highlights, maybe some things you missed from previous episodes. And it's really just a place where you can come and learn more, interact more, DM the podcast if you want, and someone will answer 100%. So I really encourage you to go and follow and at least interact with the social media pages that we have for the network and also for this podcast as well. And last but not least, everyone, please remember that the discussions on this podcast are for informational purposes only. I cannot predict and do not guarantee that you will attain a particular result from the information provided. You must always discuss the topic with a professional. You hear that? Go and talk to a professional about what we're discussing today before you do anything else. All right, with that being said, let's jump right into this week's what I call core meat of the episode because there is no guest. I would say let's jump into the interview, but there's no guest. It's solo dolo. So let's jump right on into it. When I first started this podcast, I started it with the intention of teaching the shit that's not taught in school. And if you've heard episode 1 of season 3, you've heard the transformation of what this podcast is and what it has become. For those of you that have not listened to that episode yet, I'll sum it up for you. I don't know why you're going out of order listening. Nonetheless, still appreciate you being here. But after you finish this, go listen to episode 1 of season 3. It's a great episode. But this podcast, the focus and sort of the podcast has shifted a little bit, as I'm sure a lot of you can tell. Not so much guest-driven anymore. A lot of solo episodes, a lot of me just giving advice, giving recommendation, giving my thoughts, putting it together in a way where I think it's most beneficial for young entrepreneurs, young hustlers, people that are motivated, people that have drive. I think they would take a lot away from this show, especially if they're working in an environment where they are sort of the youngest in the room, or at least part of the youth that's a part of a conversation. And I say all of that to bring it together and tell you all that this podcast has transitioned into something else. It's transitioned in kind of an open style, what I always call Joe Rogan type of show, where I'm more than happy to bring people on and discuss with them, but no more rapid fire questions, just an open discussion. I'm going to go in there knowing what I want to talk about, but no pre-scripted anything, no question. No, just go in and have a human to human conversation. However, on episodes like these, where it's more solo episodes, I like to focus on what I think is valuable, what I would appreciate if I was 18, 19, even 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, listening to someone who is an entrepreneur at a young age, who has credibility, who has done business, is in business, and it's legitimate. I think there's a lot of value to take away. And what I'm going to talk about today is, if you're young and you're listening to this, start now. That is the best advice I've realized that I can give a young person. I'm not bullshitting you when sometimes there will be parents that I know where I don't know their kid too well because they're younger. Hey, Maverick, can you talk to my son? It's never really a daughter, in all honesty. Hey, can you talk to my son? They might need some guidance. You know, you're doing X, Y, and Z. Can you just talk to him? And I'm always more than willing to have a discussion with someone, but that person needs to be self-motivated. And if you are self-motivated, then I highly encourage you to really focus in on this episode, because being the youngest and hungriest in the room is going to set you apart from everything else. If you're 16, 17, 18, let me call it before I run through all the numbers. Anything under 25 and you are doing something productive, guess what's going to happen? All of the peers around you that are of older age are going to have much more respect for you. And the reason that that respect level goes up is because the younger generation today, my generation, the generation beneath me, and I'll even throw in there slightly the generation above me as well, they're pure lazy. That's it. They're lazy. They're lazy. They're unmotivated. They're unwilling to work. They're unwilling to go the extra mile. They have low attention to detail. They don't want to put in 100%. But what do they expect? They expect to get the best output. They expect to get something great for putting in minimal work. Now, I know that sounds so cliche and typical motivator, but it's the truth. I just see so many people around that are so lazy, so unmotivated, just so complacent and comfortable where they are in their life. And you need to not be that way. And here's why it's so important to realize this at a young age, that if you put in the hard work and you hustle, it's going to be 10 times better. Not only are you going to be way ahead of the curve in terms of the people around you in your age group, they're not going to be doing the same things as you. If you're trying to start businesses, trying to land an internship, trying to be innovative, trying to problem solve, if you are doing those things, it is very apparent that you are a diamond in the rough. And that makes you shine way more than anything else in this world right now. So my advice to you all out there that are listening, that are young, that are under 25, start now. There will never be a right time. Start right now. That's something that took me a long time to realize. And you see people say that there's never going to be a right time. Just do it. I always like, you know, I'm going to start that on Monday, or I'm going to start that at a new week on Sunday. There will never be the correct time to start something. You need to just do it. Strap your boots on and just do it. You're going to fail. I've talked about failure. Go back to season one, season two. I have talked about failure. Go to season one and listen to episodes with, you know, majority of season one has guests on it, if not all episodes. But focus on the conversations of failure, because one thing that every single successful person, and I shouldn't even say successful because people measure success in a monetary way of thinking, but that's not how success is necessarily always measured, in my opinion. But if you go and listen to these leaders and these amazing individuals that I had on the podcast, you know, throughout the entire history of it, you're going to find a common theme, and that's failure. And that's because failure is so vital to success. So beyond vital. I will be the first to stand up on my chair, on my table, and tell you about failure. And why will I tell you about it? Because now you know what not to do, how not to do it, how not to go about it. But you learn from failure, and you need to fail. You need to fail. You need to hit rock bottom to know what the top feels like. And to wrap this all together with being young, when you fail when you're young, you're going to be wise beyond your years because you will fail at some point. Now, I don't want to say like you're only going to fail, right? Because success will come if you do the right steps and put in the right motions to get there. But you need to understand that being young is the biggest upside, the biggest benefit that you have right now. Because like I said before, in a world where in business, you have generational differences. People are 70, 60, 50 years old. You have 40-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and then you start trickling down to these positions of 20-year-olds and what they're doing. But I can promise you one thing. If you step into a room and you know what you're talking about, you're confident in what you're talking about, and you're young, you are going to grab people's attention. It's as simple as that. You're going to grab people's attention because you're young. Me, I have a baby face. I look like a baby. I'm 24 years old, but I would say I look around like 20 to 21 at best. And what does that do? Let me give you an example. I've been playing a lot of pickleball. So shout out to all my pickleball players that are out there. I've been playing a lot of pickleball. I actually love it. I think it's a great time. Good way to get some cardio in and have some fun and hang out with friends and family. But I'm talking to, I don't know, they must have been 65 years old, 60 years old. And they ask, you know, do you live in Florida full time? Because it's very rare that someone my age lives around here in Florida full time. I say, yeah, I live, you know, up the road. And what do? Are you in school? No, you know, I do X, Y, and Z. Wow. You know, they're impressed by it. And you shouldn't want them to be impressed by it. What you should want is for you to be confident in yourself, to put yourself in a position where now these people are going to respect you. And when they respect you, what's going to happen? And this has happened to me before. Business will come of it. They will remember you. They will remember, wow, how cool is that person? Look at what they're doing. They're changing the world. They're problem solving. They're making a difference, making a beneficial impact. And they're going to remember you for being that person. Whereas if you were 30, 35, married with a family and had your, you know, sort of life, what I'll call started in a typical fashion, I'm going to put it bluntly, it's not quite as impressive. It's just not. And that's because it's kind of expected at that age, I think, is the best way to put it. You're expected to do greatness. You're expected to have your shit in order. You're expected to be confident. You're expected to be able to take responsibility and run with it and not worry about a single thing. But when you're young, people don't expect that. So when they see that in you, then it's like, wow, this is a different kind of level. This is a different kind of feeling. So listen, if you are young, take the initiative, take the step, start something, get an internship somewhere, be innovative, be the unicorn of your friend group. Be different. Be different. Now, this kind of leads me into my next conversation about be a unicorn in your friend group. Gosh. Ooh, we might get some listeners to this one, depending upon what the social media team clips together and posts online. A friend group is everything. I'll be the first to say, recently, I have been so just my head down working, grinding. I have not hung out with friends and I can't tell you how long. But the people that you choose to be around you are going to be what makes a difference in your life. If you're hanging around people that are lazy, that are focused on just going out every night, not focused on becoming a better human, whether that's morally, ethically, professionally, physically, mentally, if they aren't focused on that, then what's that going to do to you? That's who you're surrounding yourself with. So your priorities are going to become their priorities potentially may become your priorities if you can rub off on them the right way. But a lot of times you don't see that. You see friend groups that all kind of hold each other down. And maybe someone was a part of a friend group and has left. But I say this to say, and I'm not going to pay a lot of attention to it or spend a lot of time on it, but you need to choose your friend groups wisely. You need to make sure that your friend groups are people in your life that are motivated, are always pushing you to be the best. And this is the most important part. are always keeping you balanced, are always telling you, Maverick, you're being a fucking idiot. Or Maverick, that's genius. You need the people that are going to tell you both. And when you find those people, you hold on to them. Now, what I will say is my entire life, my friend group, besides a couple people, have really been older. They've been significantly older, 10 years older, 15 years older, sometimes 20 years older. And I've always just thought that's because I am an old soul. But I think it's really because the maturity level and priorities are different. When your priority at, you know, under 25 is focused on business and creating an empire that's successful for generations to come, which is what I'm focused on, you're going to relate more to someone that's been doing that and is working towards that, and or maybe has accomplished that already, and you want to learn from them. So I think when you shift what your priorities are in your life, and then they don't necessarily align with a friend group's priorities, you're going to be like, guys, what are we doing here? Why are we doing this? And why are we not doing great things together? And sometimes you can be that difference maker in a friend group, and I strongly encourage that. But other times, you're just going to have to figure it out. And a lot of people say, you know, you are who you surround yourself with. But I also believe in loyalty. I believe that if someone has been loyal to you for a long time, you know, not all your friends have to be amazing doing this. I see a lot of that online. Your friend group needs to all be the X, Y, and Z. Now, that'd be great if they could be. Now, I don't necessarily think that's the case, but what I do think is that you need to have a balance. If your friend group is not focused on what you're focused on, but you still enjoy them and you still like them, create a balance. Find people that do enjoy that, and then go to that friend group when, you know, you're looking for that kind of fun, you're looking for that kind of engagement, but be loyal to them. Be a good friend, because that is also so important. But what I will say is, when you are grinding and you're really in building mode, as I like to call it, where you're building businesses, you're building people, you're building processes, you're building organizations, you're building structure, when you are building, there is going to be no time for friends. There is going to be only time for work, sleep, eat, mental health, physical health, and the people that you truly love deep down. Because that's what I make time for. And guess what? That's all I have time for. There's no time for anything else. Yeah, I'm recording this podcast on Sunday morning. It's Sunday, April 23rd. I started this at about 9:30 a.m. A lot of my peers at 24 years old, they're not in their office at 9:45 a.m. on a Sunday. They're just not. Now, I don't say that to sound narcissistic or cocky or have a big ego. I'm just saying the facts of the matter. There are not a lot of 24-year-olds that are in office. I just did a radio interview for CEO at a radio station up in Michigan, and now here I am recording this podcast for you all to listen to. But that's the difference maker right there. I am self-aware. I know when to absorb information. I know when to speak. I know when to speak confidently. I know when to sit back and just listen and not say anything. I have learned when to do those things. Whereas before, I was thinking actually the other day of some embarrassing moments where I've said stupid things in front of people that I shouldn't have said. But listen, I was younger. I made mistakes. I've learned from those mistakes. But that is the difference maker. So you need to be that difference maker. And I always say sort of at the outro as a show, kind of as a joke, but in all seriousness, as a listener to this show, I hold everyone to a higher standard. If you tell me you listen to this show, I hope that you live your life and truly take in what I say on this show, because there is meaning to it. There is a reason that I preach this stuff. There's a reason that I talk about this stuff. And there's a reason that I am in the position I am today. And again, I want to give a big thank you and applause to you all that do listen to this show, because I couldn't do it without all of you. I couldn't do it without the people that I consider family and the people that I love so much. You need a support system in your life. So find that support system, find a good friend group, or pivot your friend group and make everyone see why hard work is the best. If you have a great friend group and they just need a little push, give them that little push. Give them that reason to be hungry. So now, kind of wrapping everything up in one ball. If you can create a friend group that is highly motivated, is respectful, professional, and are young people, you are going to do great things. Because I will tell you something, almost every conversation I have, whether it's with a politician, whether it's with a business leader, whether it's with a service industry worker, whoever it may be, no matter the level of greatness that they are, the level of success that they have obtained, no matter where they are in their life, everyone is always so respectful towards the young people that are making a difference. Because there's such a lack of that in this world that you stick out like a sore thumb in the best way possible. You are the person that people recognize as greatness if you can do that. And I strongly encourage you to do that. And when you do that, again, one of the number one important lessons I've talked about on this show is learning when to talk and learning when to absorb and listen. What do I mean by absorb? I mean that if you're sitting in a room full of, like, let me use politicians because I was just meeting with politicians in a different state. But if you're listening to them speak and discuss, you need to absorb what they're saying. Don't add to it yet. Just think, just absorb, just sit there. How can you add to the conversation in a meaningful way is something that's so important. It's something that I think a lot of people forget. They don't do it well, but they should. They should learn more. They should learn better. Like I said before, that took me a long time to learn, but here I am preaching about it now. So I think that there is so much that you can learn. And there's a reason they say elderly people are the wisest, or when you get up to your old age, you're the wisest. And that's because you've gone through so much life. And that's exactly what I'm relating to here, right? I said when I was younger, I said some stupid things in a room full of very important people, very important people. But now that I'm older, I'm very young. My girlfriend, she may beg to differ. She has this thing where she thinks 25 is super old. Me personally, I think that's super young. And maybe that's because I'm surrounded by people that are older, whereas kind of in what she does for a living, people can be younger. So I think that you need to know when to absorb. That's where I'm going with this whole thing. And I know I went in about it in a very long roundabout way, but the basis of it is that as you continue to grow older, you'll start to learn more. You'll start to understand better. You'll probably start to have more patience. Maybe some people work in the opposite way. I actually know where they've lost more patience if they've gotten older. Me, myself, I've gained patience. And I think, again, going off on a little tangent here, so follow me for a second. Patience is something that has gone from the youth in today's world. No one has patience anymore. There's a lot of reasons for it. I also believe I've talked about it on an episode briefly. When you can have patience is when you will win. When you do not see an overnight success story and you're okay with that and you're working towards a goal that you know is going to become reality, you will win. It's as simple as that. Patience is key in today's world. We want instant gratification, whether that's refreshing our Instagram feed to see stories, refreshing Twitter, just picking up our phone because we feel like we need to go on it and scroll because our mind is just can't sit there for 1 second without thinking. That is a problem. And when you're able to mitigate that at a young age and recognize that that's wrong and that you shouldn't live your life in that way, that is also when you will start to win. Now, when I say win, I mean, that's a mental battle that you have won. You have become stronger than the addiction of going on your phone. And all these things, they all tie in together. Because what is my focus of this conversation? It's youth. It's being great in your young years. It's sacrificing time in your young years of going out with your friends, putting your head down, working, creating businesses, doing hard work, doing things that people say, oh my God, you're doing that at that age. That is what's going to make you different. And here's what I'll say. If you can create success for yourself at a young age, you can truly live the dream and just be with your family if that's the route that you want to go. Have a family, be with your family, and spend time with your family. I know that's why I work so hard. That's it. I want to be able to just be with family, spend time with family, make family happy, be ducked off in a country where the water is crystal clear blue, and just relax. That is why I work so hard. And I think whatever reasons you work so hard, find those reasons out. Set goals for yourself. I've talked about journaling. Start journaling. Do what you need to do to put your vision on paper and then work towards that vision. Drop bad habits. Become a great person. It's small changes to who you are at a young age that sets you up for greatness in the future. And that's what I've realized. I realized the biggest benefit I have in my life is being young, is being the hungriest and being young. Because there are so few of them, as I talked about before. That's why I think the diamond analogy is great. If you can be that person in your friend group when you're at college, you are a diamond in the rough because you're surrounded by people that are getting wasted. They're going out, they're drinking, which is fine. I'm not shaming them or criticizing the way they live life. People are free to live life in whatever way they want to. That is fine. That is not how I choose to live my life. And if you're listening to this podcast, I would venture to say that's probably not how you chose or are choosing to live your life, but you are a diamond in the rough because when you can shine, you will shine bright and you will do extraordinary things. You will become a great person and you will see a difference in your life. That much I can promise you, 100%. You will see a difference in your life. So continue to do that. If you are doing that now, if you're not doing that, put the steps together to do that. Put steps together to ensure that you can change, that you can pivot, adapt, and become who you want to become. Gosh, that was a lot to get off my chest. But, you know, I didn't know how to put this episode together without sounding super cocky, narcissistic. And maybe that's how it comes off. But just know that's not the intention of this show. The intention, or I should say of this episode specifically, because the intention is to show you all that if you start at a young age, you are so much ahead of the curve. If you get your life together at a young age, you're already started the process. Whereas, again, elders respect you. More opportunities are going to come to you. More doors are going to open up for you. And when I say open up for you, you've done the work to get the key to open them. You've done that work by becoming that person. So stay true to that. Focus on what you love. Don't focus on what other people think. Again, something that still, I'll never lie, I'll be transparent. It's still something that I struggle with, not caring about what people think. That's just human nature. When you walk into a room, you know people are looking at you and thinking something about you in your head. You know it. That's human nature. And if you say that you don't do that, it doesn't have to be a good or bad thought. It can just be a thought about that person. But that's human nature. So when you have the ability to not care about what other people think, your life changes. That's a recent change for me. That's a recent change for me. But it's one that, goddamn, I wish I knew earlier. I should say, I wish I started earlier because I knew it, but I didn't figure out how to achieve it and how to execute not caring until very recently, very recently. And the last thing that I want to stress on this episode is to focus on mental and physical health and wellness. Our mind and body is one. It truthfully is. It is one. And you need to treat it as one. And what does that mean? You need to take care of your body as much as you take care of your mind, and you need to take care of your mind as much as you take care of your body. Because there's a lot of people out there that go to the gym every day, they're in shape, but they're not taking care of their mental health, of their mental wellness. They're not exercising their brain in the productive ways. These are also two necessary things, in my opinion, to just live life in a happy, meaningful way. You should be able to work towards a goal of mental and physical good health and good thinking, positive thinking, being in shape. Again, I'll bring it back to me and use me as an example. I have been trying so hard to gain weight my entire life. Now, granted, I've done it in the past 7 years. I started working out when I was 121 pounds, and now I'm much, much heavier, 30 pounds heavier almost 7 years later. And that is something that I had to work towards. But at the same time, again, working out my mental health, talking about my feelings to people that I love, I don't go to see a therapist, but I encourage you to go see a therapist if that's something that is going to be productive for you. Go and do that. I journal. Listen, the best thing I started doing was boxing. I started boxing. And after work, I go box because guess what? If I'm having a shitty day, I'm getting that mental angst out physically dripping in sweat to the point where I can't even walk anymore. These are the types of things that set you apart. That's why you see all these cliche videos online talking about greatness and what it takes to be great, because it truly does. In today's world, we've lost that sense of being proud of who you are. Just be proud of who you are. And that's it. That's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a lot off my chest. We bounced all over the place, literally no guiding topics, no nothing, just straight from my head, straight from the dome today. But I'll leave you with this before we jump into the intro. If you're young, under 25, make a pact with yourself to become great and put steps in place and procedure in place and follow those steps and those processes that you've created to become great. And guess what? A lot of things are going to happen for you. They really are. I mean that. All right, everyone, let's jump into the outro of this show. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today's episode. I hope you all truthfully enjoyed the solo dolo episode of me just spitting straight from the dome. A lot of things that I talked about today are really important to me and have really changed my life and put my life just on a whole different course. And like I said in the beginning of the show, truthfully, in my opinion, none of this would be possible without this podcast, without the support from all of you. So I really do appreciate it. And have a great day or night or afternoon or morning. Whenever you're listening to this, I hope you're having a great time in your life. Please remember that you need to always be a leader. No matter what you do, lead by example. Always lead. Always take the unbeaten path. Always be different in the best way possible. That's it, everyone. Thank you all for listening to another episode of The Best of the Best, presented by the Maverick Teams. Talk soon, everyone.